All right, let's move over to another area where Boston institutions are on the cutting edge, and that's cancer treatment. The incoming president of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute met with Boston media for the first time this morning, and she talked about the future of cancer. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg was there, and she's with us now. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna. And yes, Dr. Lori Glimcher takes the reins at Dana-Farber on October 1st, and she did speak briefly to reporters today. Dr. Glimcher's been an immunologist for 35 years. She's been at Harvard and Cornell, and she's on Vice President Biden's Blue Ribbon panel on the cancer moonshot that's underway at the federal level. So she really does have the big picture. And I thought, you know, for a topic as complex as cancer, she summed up the future very succinctly.
Succinctly. Okay. So what did she say?
So here's the path forward as she sees it.
I think the future of cancer treatment is going to be, as it was for HIV/AIDS, combination therapy. We need to figure out how we combine drugs that target the tumor itself with therapeutics that also activate our immune system.
So to start with the second part, she's talking there about immunotherapy. And, you know, that's something we've talked about here on Radio Boston before. As you know, it's pretty much the hottest thing in cancer these days. And it involves harnessing our own immune system to fight the cancer, to take off the brakes, so to speak, that the cancer puts on. And Dr. Glimcher says the key is combining these new immunotherapy treatments with ways to kill the tumor itself. And those would include, you know, the familiar cancer treatments we're used to hearing about, like chemo and
radiation.
Yep, and targeted drugs. And there were other speakers at Dana-Farber today, too. One was Dr. Gordon Freeman, who is a big pioneer in immunotherapy. And he had a very similar message. He was talking about one very successful form of immunotherapy that targets a molecule called PD-1. But he says there are a lot more in the pipeline.
And now that we know PD-1 immunotherapy works, all these other molecules that up or down regulate the immune response are drug targets. And multiple pharma companies and academic scientists are researching these and finding out which ones work. And many of them do work better. And so the future really is combination therapy. We've basically got the door open.
So there it is again, Carrie, that phrase, combination therapy. But the door open still means that you got to walk through it, though.
You got to walk through. There's masses more to figure out, including, of course, which combinations of which therapies work best. And the immune system is so complicated. So I asked Dr. Freeman if what he meant was that there might be not just one cure for cancer, but maybe thousands of cures for cancer. And he said, no, I was off by an order of magnitude, that there may be something like 75 documented combinations of therapies so far that have already have published results. And the key now, of course, is to do more clinical trials to figure out what's really safe and what does work best.
Well, and what works best for individuals, right? Because we've heard that while some immunotherapies work great for some patients, mm-hmm. Former President Jimmy Carter, right? And his melanoma, mm-hmm. Which was cured actually by immunotherapy.
Seemed to be.
But they don't work at all for other individuals.
Right. And the estimates are that very generally, immunotherapy maybe works for between 15 or 20 and 40% of the patients who try it. So it is a game changer, but it's by no means a full-fledged cure for cancer in general. And, you know, similarly, the moonshot isn't promising a cure for cancer either. It's just trying to make the research go a lot faster to try to do maybe what would have taken 10 years in 5. But, Meghna, at the same time, I have to say it's pretty striking to hear a longtime expert like Dr. Lori Glimcher, this new chief of the Dana-Farber, sounding like this.
This is the most exciting time for cancer ever that I think we can all remember. I am just filled with optimism for the future of cancer. The excitement around the country, around the world, is really palpable now. The community is energized, we're poised, and we are devoted to collaboration among different institutions to make this work.
So pretty striking, yeah. Right? Heartening. Even though, of course, there is so far to go. And one of the other researchers who spoke at Dana-Farber today was the director of the Melanoma Center, Dr. Stephen Hody. He said that, you know, what's been figured out so far about immunotherapy is sort of like just the first chapter in what's going to be a very long novel.
But hopefully a novel with a happy ending, though.
Right.
But, you know, Kara, I was really taken by that piece of tape we heard from Dr. Glimcher to hear her say this is the most exciting time for cancer ever. It's very optimistic. Mm-hmm. But haven't we heard similar refrains since, what, the Nixon era and the war on cancer then? I mean, I don't mean to poo-poo this, but I do feel like every few years there is talk about a giant leap forward in cancer research.
Yeah, and instead it turns out to be the sort of chiseling away of little pieces of cancer, right? Like better treatments for this one or that one. So I think that's the question at this point is, will cancer really become like HIV, as Dr. Glimcher hopes, or will it remain a disease that cuts so many lives short?
And the key, again, as she was saying, is combination therapy.
Combination therapy. We're going to be watching that, right?
We'll hear a lot more about it. Well, Kara Goldberg is editor of WBUR's Common Health blog, talking to us about the next steps in cancer research with the new head of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Kara, thanks so much.
Welcome.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.